Hey everyone, welcome to episode 17 of the Tomo on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
It's going great.
Hanging in there in the quarantine?
Yeah, just trying not to go nuts.
Having conversations with our guest today, Ryan Feist, make things easier. Welcome to the podcast, Ryan Feist.
Thanks, Tom.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going good.
I see you're quarantining in your dojo there.
Nothing better. Big area here to practice.
Yeah. You keeping busy during the quarantine times?
Oh yeah, a lot of training and Netflix. That's about it.
What kind of training? So you just got to train by yourself because obviously the dojo is shut down now.
Yeah, just doing like isolation exercises and body weight stuff, hitting the bag and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
hitting the bag a lot during the isolation to keep entertained.
Yeah, man.
So
I've been hitting the bag a few times.
Yeah.
I might be able to go for a gold medal soon against Vice. Yeah.
So just tell us a bit of a backstory about the dojo now that we're on that conversation, because it is family owned. Just give us a bit of a talk about what you guys do there.
Yeah, so I guess a little bit of background on the dojo is we used to be at another school called White Dragon Martial Arts, actually. And my mom took that school over and she opened up her own school, Silent Tiger Martial Arts. So we've been here for like 15 years now, and we just do, it's actually called Shaolin Do Kempo Karate. So there's a bit of the backstory right there.
So what, is that like a different type of karate? Like how's that, is that like a form of karate or how?
Yeah, it's like a different form of karate, right? So like, if you think about it like fruit, like karate is like a strawberry, I guess. It's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah.
But it's all like really different, but really similar at the same time.
Okay. That's cool.
So that's a strawberry. What's yours?
What?
If karate is a strawberry.
We're like a different type of strawberry because there's different types of karate, right? Everything's different.
What makes your type of karate?
That's probably a very bad analogy.
I think Jack got it wrong there because you said karate was fruit, but your type of karate is like a strawberry, right?
Yeah. Is that what you meant? Like, you could have like there's martial art and like we're karate, you have jujitsu, you have boxing, you have Muay Thai, you have Taekwondo. There's a lot of different stuff, right? Everything's a little different, right? Yeah.
Just like a strawberry.
Yeah.
Like a strawberry from a grape, you know?
So I guess a lot of kids count on like going to your gym to kind of get physical activity and everything. Are you guys able to still teach during the isolation, like via video or Zoom like that? Or is that kind of hard? Is it something that you kind of be in person?
We have like a Facebook page where we're uploading some videos too, like a private page just for members.
That's
so
good.
We could do like 6 videos a day roughly giving lessons out, and then we have one live a week where we kind of like talk to the students and stuff like that.
Nice. And does the age range of all your students, does it vary quite a bit, or is it a lot of younger kids?
We have a lot of our students are like from 6 to 12, but we have a fair amount of students who are older too, as old as like 50, some in their 60s.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you notice that like the young kids are a lot different than what we were when we were younger? Like, is it hard to get them out of the house and stuff like that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
They're all trying to do TikTok dances.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of doing kicks, they're standing there dancing.
Upward thrust kick, not the whip.
Yeah, so you are a bit of a world champion, are you not? World champion at karate?
Yeah, I've competed in a few organizations.
Whereabouts around the world?
I competed in Mexico, Dominican, Spain, Portugal, and Ireland.
Mm.
That's it? Just kidding.
Thank you for fighting for our country, by the way.
No problem. Don't say it like that.
Thanks, Vice. We had a thank you. You've been defending us.
What's your
if
favorite?
If you lost in Ireland, who knows what would happen to us?
I don't know what to say to that.
Where's your favorite tournament that you went to?
Favorite tournament? Montreal.
Montreal, eh? Not one of the global ones?
Yeah, I don't know. I just like the Montreal one, like how it was run and everything like that.
Montreal's a nice place.
Did you win? Place.
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Competition out there, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I didn't get first, but like I got a couple seconds or something. So
bit of hardware.
I didn't lose.
2 seconds is a first, I think.
I see you carrying your medals in your hand on your Instagram. Like, I don't even know where you put all those.
Yeah, just in a bucket, you know?
Yeah, so what? How big's a bucket?
It's a big bucket. I don't know. I probably have, like, I don't know, 70 medals in the bucket or something like that.
So when did you get started with karate? Like, right out of the womb or what?
Right out of the womb. No. I started when I was 6, but that's because my mom and my two of my siblings were doing it at the time. So, like, I really wanted to do it. Then I went in the mix. And now I'm the real-life karate kid, some people say, anyways.
Like you looking at yourself in the mirror or what?
I'm the karate kid. I'm the karate kid.
I wouldn't describe myself as that, but it's definitely a big part of my life for sure.
That's awesome.
The movie or karate?
The karate, not the movie. Very, very little impact the movie had on me.
Do you like the original Karate Kid better or the new Karate Kid?
The original is better.
The OG, the Ralph?
OG all the way.
Nice. I don't really know much about karate, but I know you always talk about like the mindset and the composure that you have to have to kind of do the sport, and also like outside of the sport, if somebody pisses you off, you can't just like kick their face in. So do you do a lot of training with like maintaining composure and like being calm?
I wouldn't say we do specific training on that, but like our training as a whole probably definitely helps us with, you know, our composure and staying calm. Also, I do like a lot of teaching and stuff, so that definitely gives me the edge to, you know, not let my emotions get the best of me or anything like that in a situation. Yeah.
So kind of going back to those like global tournaments. So if you go and you were like fighting against people speaking different languages and stuff like that, like, is that kind of an interesting dynamic? And like, do you talk to like the other people at a meet, or is it just like you're kind of like a rivalry?
Yeah, like a lot of the countries, like English is like the primary language from that, like all those organizations that I've been to anyways. But like I have had language barriers. And
when you're trying to shit talk them and they're just like, what?
Like, I mean, there's not too much smack talk in karate, but like there is a language barrier, but it's you don't really need to like speak. You're just in there punching and you're kicking the other person or in a ring doing like your form or whatever, right? So it's not really hard to have a language barrier when it comes to that.
Okay. Do a lot of
universal language.
A lot of people like you're against, like, are they like heavily funded, like with goals of being in the Olympics, or is that is it like that level, or?
Well, like, as I'm going to talk about karate again, like in karate, there's like a bunch of different fighting styles, I guess, and the style I do isn't considered Olympic style karate, I guess. Like I do like more so of a point fighting. Olympic style would be called like a kumite. Okay. And then you have like continuous fighting, which is more like in the lines of like kickboxing. And then you'd have like Kyokushin, which is basically full contact kickboxing with a really weird set of rules. So there's like all these different styles and like competitions you can go into. And they're all different in their own way, I guess.
Like, do you think you could do all of the different types, or are they like so different that it would just completely throw you off?
I've done like the Olympic style, but it is very different. Like you have to, the way you move, the way you fight, the way you strike, even the way they score it is way different. But like, some like the continuous stuff, like I've done a little bit of that, and, definitely something I would like to get into more for sure.
I know Jack, you're kind of into the fighting more than I am. Do you have any questions for Fraser on that regard or any comments?
You kind of put me on the spot there. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Fights. Did you ever fight in the UFC?
Yeah, wait, it's so like you love UFC too, right? You guys want some banter about that while I sit here?
I like UFC. I would never fight in the UFC. I would like to maybe do like an amateur kickboxing fight or something, but I do not have the groundwork to be able to fight in the UFC, that's for sure.
Kickboxing's scary.
Yeah.
Like the Thailand, like the Thai boxing, like the shit in Thailand is like, they're like kicking trees and shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't, I don't know how I don't know how people fight for a living.
Yeah, it's a whole different set, right? Oh, yeah. But like, I think my skills would translate better in like a kickboxing thing than like any kind of groundwork stuff. Like, as you know, Jack, you did some jiu-jitsu back in your day, right?
Yeah, a couple years.
Yeah, my jiu-jitsu skills aren't at a high level.
You ever knock a guy out, or is it too much headgear to?
I have never knocked someone out, but I've broke many people's ribs.
It's even worse.
I think they're rather than knocked out.
Yeah, one student acted up one day.
Yeah, I've broke like 3 people's ribs in competition and a couple in training.
Did you know? Like, were you like, holy fuck, that cracked? Or was it more of just like a, you heard about it after? Like, I've never seen somebody crack. Oh, I don't even want to think about that. Like, you feel like, do you know when you kick somebody that like that's gonna hurt, hit different? Like, you know that's gonna hurt.
Yeah, when I kick them, I can tell. Like, and like normally, if you get them and you break their ribs, like they kind of like, I don't know how to say this, but they give like a little whimper, and like you can tell like when they're gonna go down, right? But back to what you said with, have you ever gave someone a concussion? I have. I just forgot about it. It was in competition also.
So you haven't knocked a guy out, but you've given him lifelong damage. Okay.
Yeah. That's a lot better. I didn't mean to give the guy a concussion because it wasn't like a full contact tournament or anything, but, you know, the kick slipped and he didn't block it, so it happens.
Can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you kinda... was going to go so much more wholesome.
You downplayed the world championship part, Europe world championship. That's champion, sorry. But that's not your only claim to fame. You are also a huge TV star as well. Uh-huh. Do you want to kind of talk about your claim to fame on the television side as well?
Not much claim to fame there, but like, basically,
you lost out on that iPad.
Basically, I was on Splatterlot TV. And I didn't even sign up for it. My mom just was like, hey, like, I signed you up for this thing. They responded back, do you want to do it? And like, grade 9 me is like, yeah, I'm going to be on TV. Like, I'm not going to say no to that.
So just explain what Splatalot is. Splatalot, right? It's on YTV? Yeah.
So Splatalot is like a really childish version of Wipeout, I guess. So you have like a bunch of like grade 8, grade 9s who just like go through this obstacle course. And it's pretty jokes now that I look back at it, but yeah, it was fun.
Where was it? Like,
it was actually like in Orangeville, Ontario, in like this really small town, which is weird.
Isn't the set still up?
I heard the set's still up. Like, I think people like it's abandoned and like people like just like goofing around in there and stuff like that.
People
like,
reenact that legendary Ryan fight.
Yeah. You ever go there and just look?
It'd be a cool place to like go and just like try the course yourself. I don't know.
I bet I could do it better.
You probably could. I was in grade 9 at the time.
We don't want to spoil the ending in case any of the listeners want to go watch it. But do you have any good memories from Splatalot or anything funny that happened? You get splatted a lot on there? Oh, what? Geez.
When I was doing the course, like they gave us all these like rules and stuff, and like they would like squirt us with this foam stuff in our eyes to like make us not be able to see. This sounds bad, but like they yelled at me because like I was like throwing it back at the people who were trying to like knock us off the platforms, and like some of the producers got mad. They're like, "Ryan, you can't like attack," but like I don't know, like they were like,
"Ryan's a wild card."
In my mind, they're throwing something at me, like I'm gonna throw it back at you. But yeah, I got in trouble there.
What was the prize? Like, was it worth attacking the employees?
Dude, it was an iPad.
The prize was you're gonna win on national television, my friend.
You were the Splatalot championships.
It was an iPad or something like that. And they paid us $50 a day. Like, how sad is that?
It was more than one
How many days?
Like, it was like 2 days.
A year long production.
It was like 2 days to film. You had to go. How? You had to go there, go back the second day.
Huh.
What do you do this? Oh, does that mean you got it to the second round then?
I'm not gonna say anything about that.
No, he wants you to get some more views online and everyone to check it out.
I made it to the second round, but like, yeah.
All right.
In the process of picking a nickname, when did choosing I'm Solid become the best option? How many did you mull over before picking I'm Solid?
So again, I was in grade 9 and I had no idea what I was gonna say. So I just said I'm Solid and I thought it was good.
Were you going to say, I'm hard, but then the producers were like, Ryan, we can't let this one slide. Everything else, maybe, but this one, nope.
Did you have to give, like, a bio or anything? Like, is it one of those things where it, like, shows you, in, like, your height and your weight and, oh, I got to watch this video again?
I think they actually told me to say a couple things about myself. And I remember at one point, like, I said, like, karate or something at the time. And, like, some of the guys, they're like, I'm in grade 9, but they're like, you have these, like, 20-year-olds who are like working there, like trying to knock us off the platforms, and they're like chirping me. They're like, "Oh, where's your karate help? Are you here now?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay."
That's when he started.
The defenders were.
That's why
the defenders of Splat a lot were mad. Yeah, I remember this episode vividly. I've seen it so many times.
We'll link it. We'll link it. Well,
I've seen it more than me.
I analyze it, man. I'm getting ready to run that course.
I'll have to get a swipe up on the Instagram story.
Oh man.
So would you think about maybe doing Wipeout then in your future years? Or are you kind of retired from the crash course competitions? You're sticking to karate now.
Hey, man, I'd do Wipeout. Hook me up.
Sign up. I'd go there to support you. So obviously, we talked about the karate that you're really into. And we talked about your claim to fame on Spotify or on Splat-A-Lot, sorry. You're also a big basketball guy. Kind of, when did you start getting into basketball? Was it before karate, after karate?
Was it pre-Splat-A-Lot or post-Splat-A-Lot?
Well, I started karate when I was 6. I got into basketball like when I was in grade 6. I don't know, how old are you in grade 6? Like,
don't ask me.
Probably 11? Like
11. 11. That's when I kind of started getting into it. My dad played when he was in high school, and like I played. You know, I didn't make the team in like grade 4 or 5, and then I kept working my way up. Make the
team in grade 6. Get my bounce up.
classic grind. Yeah, stuff.
And then I just kind of kept playing from there. I played in high school. Definitely a fun sport to play, though.
Real and, Michael Jordan story you got there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. The coach cut me from my grade 4 team.
You dedicated your life since.
Who would you say your player comparable, NBA player comparable is to your game when you're in your prime? If you could pick one NBA player, do you have someone on mind?
That compares to my...
Yeah.
Well, I can't
tell. Between LeBron and MJ.
But, like, I don't know, like...
I know what you're going to say. Can I guess?
I'm going to... Yeah, guess.
Are you going to say Blake?
I was going to say Blake or Pascal Siakam because he, like, does a lot of spin moves and, like, I do a lot of spin moves too, so...
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, Blake and Pascal, but, like, I can't dunk, so I don't feel like I can... really say Blake or Pascal, but if they couldn't dunk and they had a lot less skill, then maybe that'd be a little Ryan Pice right there. I don't know.
So you played so you eventually did crack through and you made the public school team, and then you played a lot in high school, right? And that's kind of when you started to like craft your game more.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're probably pretty fired up when the Raps won then, eh?
Oh man, that was like a life-changing thing right there. It was crazy. Yeah, I think I don't remember where was I? I was.
You were with us.
Yeah, where were we? Like.
We were at the GM Center or.
The Tribute Center now, right?
Is it Tribute? Yeah, the Tribute Center.
Tribute Community Center. Yeah, it was. Oh, I don't. I was just screaming the whole time. It was crazy.
What was that like? I wasn't there, but.
It was so cool. It was like a big screen.
Where the junior hockey team plays, right? Like
where? It's where the Austin Generals play. Yeah, they had it like on the big Jumbotron. They had to like. Pretty much like 360 viewing, so you could sit wherever. And then by the end of like the final minutes, we were just at the front pounding on the glass for no reason. And then like 40 people came out, were like, please do not pound on the glass. And then like someone threw something at him, and then it just went from there. And then they stopped, and then people tried to hop on the fucking where the ice is.
Was it pretty full?
Yeah, it was packed.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That's actually pretty sick.
Everyone started throwing beer cans on the ice and stuff like that. And then they kicked everyone out before they even...
As soon as the game ended, they were ushering everyone out.
Yeah.
That's probably smart.
Oh. We didn't get to see, like, the MVP award and all.
Yeah, we didn't get to see the trophy. We didn't even see them, like, lift the trophy. We just saw them on the free throws.
You guys took a direct cab right to Frosty John's, though, to celebrate. I remember I met you guys there. I ran there. I'm pretty sure I was, like, sitting in my shorts and, like, a shirt, and I saw they won. Just immediately ran upstairs, pants on, jersey on, and ran to, like, literally ran to Frosty's. It was just, I've never seen anything like that. So cool.
Unbelievable.
Any thoughts on, do you think the Raps would have won the trip again this year if they had the chance, or who was your kind of team to beat this year?
I think the Raptors would have lost to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I
don't think they can stop Giannis without Kawhi.
But I don't know. Maybe they can. I don't know. But we won't know now because the season's over, I guess.
What about
two time champs then?
What do you think, Luger? You think
they would have won? Doesn't matter.
Two time champs. They can't take it from us if it doesn't.
It defaults to the previous owner, I'm pretty sure. So.
Yeah.
I can't wait to raise our banner at the beginning of playoffs.
Are you have you been following any of this 2K online tournament? I didn't watch any of it, but I see the players are kind of playing 2K because we can't get the real stuff, so we're kind of getting fake basketball, let's face it.
Fake ball.
Yeah. You watch any of it? I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched any of it, no. I don't know about Luker.
I watched some of it. I saw Patrick Beverly was pretty entertaining on it. I watched that matchup.
I feel like he'd like to run his mouth on there now.
Yeah, him and KD were going not at each other, but KD was also getting the mouth going.
Imagine just being like Patrick Beverly and just dusting up KD and feeling so good, and then just thinking wow, I would literally not be able to score on him in real life.
I'm pretty sure that was the whole thing. He drops 40 on him every time, but everyone kept saying he could guard him and shit.
Yeah. I think we kind of hit on the basketball there. You want to move on to something that kind of Feist and I did recently. Feist, you have a lot of traveling experience. You mentioned about 50 places you've gone for karate, but you also kind of took the Europe trip last summer with myself and a couple other buddies. You want to talk about kind of your favorite spots that you got to see and how you kind of got to see some things that you've never really seen before? But before we get started with that, you want to tell a story of how the boys kind of woke up in the morning when we first got there, and we're like, oh, there seems to be a message from Feist here. I don't know why he's not here yet. What happened, Feist?
Do you want me to tell the story about my flight? Is that what you're getting at here?
Yeah.
Oh, throwing me under the bus here. Well, I missed my flight, I guess. I don't really know. I don't really want to talk about it, but I guess I'll talk about it now. You threw me under the bus.
How close were you to the flight? To miss your flight, you got to be a couple seconds off.
That was literally 5 minutes, and they wouldn't let me in the gate or something that. I don't know what it was. It was stupid.
Were you late getting to the airport?
Yeah.
The worst. Tragic.
You know what's funny? Because that day was pretty much the same day the day before maybe, Kawhi decided he was going to LA. So Glenn wakes up one morning and it's he learns Kawhi's leaving. And then the next morning he learns Feist missed his flight. It was just two straight days. We're fuck, what's
going
to happen tomorrow when we wake up? Yeah. It was pretty funny. So it got off to a rocky start, but we still had some fun when we were there. What would you say your favorite spot that we hit?
Man, growing up as a kid, I always liked learning about Rome and stuff. So definitely the Colosseum was amazing. I loved seeing it. Definitely could have been a lot cleaner, but it was a cool place. And then obviously Switzerland, beautiful, man, beautiful.
So let's go back to the Colosseum. Because I kind of had the same opinion. I'd heard so much about it. You've seen these beautiful pictures. And then we got there and it's just kind of construction. And when you got inside, it was a little dirty. Eh? It's not what you see in the movies, right? But it still was cool. But I was I don't know. It was a bit different than I thought personally.
Yeah, it was really nice to just see it in person, like the scale, because like you never know from photos, right? And then walking through everything, the fact that they made it back then and like they, you know, they had the ability to make a structure like that is just insane. But Rome was a lot dirtier than I thought it was. Like I heard people say it was dirty, but it was a lot dirtier than I thought it was for sure.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you with Rome. A lot of people just kind of haggling, you know, just so many people. And although we did go in the peak times, like, I don't know, it wasn't the same for me. But Switzerland, like you said before, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Lots of mountainous areas. And you guys, like, you want to talk about that hike you guys went on? I'm not a heights guy. So I decided I was going to stay. I was
really
sick that day.
He was sick.
But no, I saw that somebody died on this hike that they went on, and I was like, I'm going to be so anxious the whole time. I'm going to be stressed out. I think I'm going to be like, it's not even worth it for me. But you guys were the brave ones, and I think that was like one of the most memorable parts of your trip. So you want to describe that a bit?
Yeah, like, I don't know how much the other guys who were on the pod talked about it, but like, basically we went up like all these lifts, and we get to the rental place, and we're all like kind of nervous going in there, and like, I don't remember who it was, and like, Glenn's like, can we like rent some equipment? We want to do the mountain hike, climb, whatever it was. And she's like, yeah, you guys are doing a tour? And we're like, nah, we're not going to do a tour. We're just going to rent equipment. And Glenn's like, you think we'll be fine? And the girl literally looks at him. She's like, have you guys ever climbed before? And he's like, no. She's like, well, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to be okay. And literally, that's how she said it. She's like, I don't know.
Because there's
how would you know?
You could take like you could just do it yourself, or the other option was to go with a guide, right? Who kind of tells you the safe spots and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Like with a big group. So we're like, no, like we got our harness and our helmet and our boots. And
some people probably didn't want to spend the extra money, so they decided to risk their lives.
We did go with one of our friends who is a little cheap, so no guide for us.
I can't believe someone died on this.
I think somebody died. And I was watching the YouTube videos. And yeah, I wasn't interested. But when you got up there, Fryce, it was well worth it, right?
It was beautiful. There was a couple times where it was really scary, but
yeah. And Fryce has just got his phone out. Like that stresses me. Not even the heights, just like dropping something. He's like taking selfies the whole time and videos, like he doesn't even care. We'll have to throw up a video on this post or a picture of some of the heights they saw, but it was crazy. Like that's gotta be one of the most memorable things you've done to this day.
It was cool for sure. Like some of the other guys were a little nervous initially, but I was like, right.
There's only three people, so you're clearly talking about the two other guys that you were with.
I didn't want to throw them under the bus. But
it's not like there was 15 people.
Well, me being a veteran of Splatalot, I'm used to during exercises.
No, it was awesome, man. Awesome.
That's good. So would you say Italy, Switzerland, were those the two spots you were in, or were you anywhere else?
No, just Italy and Switzerland for you guys with that trip.
Yeah. Which one would you pick if you had to go back? Or you could go back, not you had to.
As much as I like Switzerland more, I might say Italy because I would like to see, like, the coast and stuff like that. And, like, Venice because I didn't get to see Venice.
Yeah. Venice. I went to Venice. It was really nice. I know, Jack, I don't want to leave you out of this because you weren't on the trip. But if you saw, like, the pictures that we were on, what's kind of the spot that you want to go to that kind of stuck out for you? I know like a lot of the guys posted more pictures than they should have on the trip, including myself, so I'm sure it kind of inspired where you want your big trip to be.
I don't know about big trip. I don't know, a lot of stuff that you guys posted kind of blended in together. I don't really know, I can't really separate the different places as just a third party spectator of it. I don't know. I forget where you guys went. Maybe Amsterdam. I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah.
It seems like you guys had a good time there too. So I feel like with the guys would be a good trip.
It was really fun. Smaller town or smaller city than I thought too. You can kind of, I like the places where you can kind of just take the heel toe express around and see everything.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'd recommend going there for sure. And you love the grass too. So that's pretty big there. At the bars.
They have nice lawns. Yeah, nice shrubbery there. Greenery is there. Oh, amazing, I've heard.
Yeah. Fyser, are you... I can't remember the club we went to, but I know Fyser is one of the only single people on the trip. I think it was in Rome, so we're trying to kind of promote Feist. We were like his sidekicks. Oh, and you finally met a girl at Rome. But unfortunately, she was leaving the next day. But she kind of kept texting you the couple weeks after, right? For the rest of the trip. Remember that? Remember that lady?
Don't remember the bus here again. But yeah, that was kind of weird. Like we just like text for like it was like a month.
Feist, tell me what she was texting. What she was texting you about?
Man, maybe she doesn't see this pod, but she was texting me some weird stuff, man. I don't know
about the politics of every country.
Politics of every country, like.
And if you don't, you know, Feist, that's not your expertise, would you say, some of the questions?
I don't follow no politics. You talk about all this finance stuff, and I'm just, like, texting you guys. I'm like, what do I say to this? Like, I don't know. Trying to sound smart here.
Yeah. I know, that's a stupid story, but it makes me laugh every time I think of it. For some reason, you were never going to see this girl again, but she was just texting you all the things she learned on the trip and, like, expecting you to be some sort of, like, historical genius along the way.
Yeah, you did, I guess
you did have a lot of knowledge about like the Roman stuff though.
The Roman Empire.
You watched all those movies.
Yeah, all my knowledge is from Netflix originals.
Feist played a lot of Civilization growing up, so he just knew everything about colonies and Rome.
I have a couple of other high school stories about you. I don't know if you're going to want to go into them. We could even cut them out if you're not interested, but you kind of have some claims to fame from high school.
Oh.
You mind if I hit you with a couple of those? I texted the guys before the pod, and they kind of said, "I said, oh, let me know about some of Feist's funny stories." So they hit me with some of these. So I have a couple listed. You're a big fan of jumping, eh? You really like jumping in different facets of life. The first one is your patented move is jumping your leg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of where'd you start this party trick and where'd that come from? Because it's a bit interesting.
Well, I don't really know. Like, I'm not the best dancer, but like,
I'm the most athletic guy though.
And I got some weird athletic abilities. So basically, with like, let's just say it's my left hand. I grab my right foot and I jump that with my left foot. Like a rope, right? Like I'm just jumping. Well, not like completely because I can't do that. But I don't know. You got to look it up. Like jumping your leg. You grab your right leg.
Well, we're going to get him to send us a video of it. And we'll put it on the post if you want.
Find the one the Raptors posted.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, I forgot.
Just find that. I thought that's how you were going to segue into it.
Yeah, no, Jack, you tell that. That was pretty sick. Was that a full post or a story or what?
Yeah, it was when we were in the square and then some camera guy just comes over to us because Feist did it like three times prior. And this guy's like, oh, let's get this on here. And then we all got in it somehow. I think we all have our own little roles in that, but the star of it is definitely Feist just hopping the leg. And I think it was originally like a Vine that they posted. And then Vine went down, and then I think it's on their Twitter though still. I think someone has it archived in their likes.
Yeah, we gotta find that because that was pretty cool. You gotta admit, like even if it's stupid, it's pretty cool to get on.
Oh, it's so dumb. And then because we're all like featured pretty prominently, we all get a good amount of screen time.
Yeah,
and the comments just roasting us for no reason too are funny. One kid, I wore a backpack. I guess for some reason I don't even know how they let me in.
Did you get kicked out that time?
No, I think that was the other I was wrongfully accused. Some kid just like commented like shake my head, kids with backpacks, and I was just like, is that something we all do? Like I felt pretty discriminated at that point, but it was pretty rude for him to call me out like that, but you live and learn, I guess. Now I never wear backpacks.
So funny, she liked to rip that jump the leg at parties and stuff like that. There's another thing you like to do at parties. You're not necessarily like a big music guy. Would you consider yourself a big music guy?
Nope.
No. Maybe in the rap genre. Do you like rap?
Nope. Not at all.
No. Then why do you like to get in rap battles at parties? is that a thing you like to do?
Nope.
Back in the day?
Nope. I played the fifth
on this one. You don't want to give us a verse or anything like that, Feist?
Well, I think what Tom is trying to get at is a moment I was a little under the weather at a party.
I was drowning and
I was drowning.
Too many pints.
Too many pints. And I rap battled someone and it didn't go so well. But like at all.
Oh, he's not. He doesn't want to exaggerate. He doesn't want to keep this story going. We'll keep. I don't blame him. Let's go back to the jumping then. One of our close friends, James, said, "One time you jumped over a badminton net," and I didn't even elaborate on the story because with him, I didn't ask him any further because I wanted you to explain what happened when you jumped over a badminton net. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What happened? Why did you think that was a good idea?
Well, I've jumped over it before, but this time it didn't go so well, I guess. A bunch of people were around, like, "Oh, Feist, you jump over the net." And I was like, "All right, you know,
where?
Me, I'm fine." So it was like, I don't know, like I did badminton in grade 12 because one of my buddies asked me to do like doubles.
I wanted to get girls.
And I wanted to get badminton girls, yeah. And
badminton girls.
I don't know. Anyways, but like we're badminton there and like someone's like, "Oh, Feist jumped the net." And like, you know, me, like, I'm like, okay, like I'm just trying to hype everyone up. And I didn't go so well and I completely ate it. Like someone had a video of it, everything. Like, yeah, it was pretty funny though.
That's funny. Wish we had the video to post on the story. Jack, anything you want to ask? Ask Feister. We went through a couple embarrassing stories there. I feel like we have to bring it back. We can't just sewer them.
The average height of a badminton net is 5'1".
That's pretty good.
That's I was like, how big are those?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if I saw a 5'1 person, I think I could clear them.
It reminds me of like high jump in middle school. I think that was kind of one of my premier sports in the field portion.
You were a high jump guy?
I think I won it at Vincent Massey, actually.
When I think of you, I don't think of jumping high.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't have
to jump.
I was small. I was small, but no, I couldn't figure that out. I didn't have the feet.
I don't know. You're pretty light, though. So, like, you just remember, get up there.
I remember Dustin Jack up in the 800 meter. Me, you, and Dallas Cook, the only participant. So two out of three guaranteed to make it. Dallas is winning the whole time. And I beat him. I felt really bad because he yarfed right after, too, because that was a lot of running back then.
It was a tortoise and a hare scenario there. He started off hot and cocky.
You remember it, eh?
Oh, yeah. I remember every great defeat I suffered as a kid. One day I'll reclaim it.
We should go do it right now. When the social distancing is over, we'll go run a couple laps. I probably couldn't even do two laps without throwing up.
We'll have to find the other participant as well to make it official.
Yeah. I think we're going to do a little segment that we're going to get on the next couple pods. In case you didn't notice, obviously, we are not recording in person. We obviously prefer that, but with everything that's going on right now, obviously we can't. So I hope you kind of hold with us as we try out the Skype calls, and we still get to see each other on the cam, but it's a little harder. But I think what we're going to implement is a bit of a quarantine segment to each of the podcasts. So Jack, what are we going to call this one?
Quarantine quips.
All right, sounds good. So Feist, we're going to hit you with a couple quick questions to see how you're keeping busy when you're staying inside and social distancing. So Feist, what is the biggest hobby you've been doing since you've had to stay away from people and social distance?
Working out at the karate club here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got any weights there, or are you just kind of doing the karate stuff that you're talking about?
Yeah, just a lot of body weight stuff. I have like a dip bar. I do stuff like that on it.
You're pretty lucky, actually, to have like a spot to go yourself, eh? Because I think that's like a lot of people are struggling, not being able to go to the gym, not just like physically, but mentally it's good for them. So you're pretty lucky there.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking advantage of it. But yeah, I could see how some people would go crazy for sure.
So you're working out a lot. So you've probably been able to have quite a few snacks at home. What's been your go-to quarantine snack?
Honestly, I've been trying to eat well because, like, I, like, love eating food at the fridge when I'm home. So, like, I've been eating a lot of eggs, actually.
Eggs?
Yeah.
All right, let's throw that over to Jay, too. What's been your quarantine snack of choice?
Eggs.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say eggs is a snack. Like, what do you hard boil it and then eat it?
Yeah, 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 man. Hard boil that.
I back it. Pfizer, what have you been watching on Netflix or any other streaming platform?
Well, I actually just watched the Clone Wars. That was suggested to me by a friend, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's on Disney Plus, I believe. Yeah.
Is it in the Star Wars series? I don't really know much about that, to be honest. I'm not the big Star Wars guy.
Jack could probably give a better description.
It's the animated series that takes place after the first movie.
Are there, like, a lot of the same characters in it?
Yeah, it's like all the original guys. Like, you have, yeah, pretty much the same, the people from the trilogy.
Nice. Jackie, what have you been watching?
The prequel, sorry. Not much. I've just been like, I've started almost everything and haven't finished any of it. Like, I started Tiger King because I heard that was crazy. And then I can't really get into it as much as I've seen other people do it. I want to start Ozark. I've seen that.
Yeah, I haven't watched that yet, but I want to get to it.
I've just been watching, just like YouTube stuff. I watch a lot of Chappelle Show clips, and Nathan For You is a good one.
I watched that Chappelle award show, the Mark Twain Awards. It was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you saw it, right, too?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, I thought you said you were watching it the other day.
No, Chappelle Show. Like, his.
Oh, that's what you skits. Were watching? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought you said you were watching that. Yeah, it was really good. Like, just crazy how well respected he is, and how
many, yeah.
There's literally the most famous musicians and comedians. Everyone's there. I don't know. It's just like cool to see him like relate like all these stories. Like, that's one trait that I wish I had, was just like being able to like recount stories of like, I would never have as many stories of him, obviously.
I was going to say, I think you have to have the stories then you can recount them. But,
but it's just so cool to see all these like famous people up on stage telling these stories, like that you can tell Chappelle doesn't know when he starts telling it, and then like a couple minutes in, he's like, holy shit, this story is going to be like legendary. It's with all these famous people. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, no, he's a great talker.
Yeah. Are you still getting outside though, Feist? I know you have a couple puppies, but you have to walk the dogs once in a while too.
Yeah, I got a big Newfie, so I take him once a walk a day, basically.
Such a cute dog. How old is he, or she?
He is like 9.
What's his name?
Jackson.
Jackson. Hey.
Yeah, big Newfie, 140 pounds. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You can just carry him around and you stay in shape.
Yeah.
Another thing that you seem to be using a lot is TikTok, eh? You're a big TikTok guy?
Yeah, man, it's good to kill time.
Yeah. What about you, Jack? You've been on the TikTok? I just downloaded it recently. It's pretty funny, but...
Yeah, I've been on it for a while now. It's funny. It's, I was never really into Vine. Like, I got into it late when it was dying. So, like, this is kind of, like, my, I guess, experience with it. And it's, there's a lot of duds, but then you get those, like, hidden gems that are always, they always just crack you up.
Yeah. It's just I don't know.
There's a lot of funny shit on there.
It's hard to exit the app, for sure.
Oh, I know. You get it. You go down a rabbit hole so easily, and, like, you can just waste so much time. It's definitely, it's probably my most used app now, if you check screen time. Especially when you're cooped up and all this, but fuck, it's good to pass the time. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So we kind of went through the old quarantine corner there, seeing what Feist is doing to keep busy during these times, see what Jack's doing as well. I don't have anything else here, Jack. You have anything else for Feist?
Yeah. You beat a guy in a rap battle once? No, I don't know.
So, Feist, anything you want to talk about? Anything, any questions you have? Anything you've been doing recently that you want to chat about?
I don't know. I know Luke here is a big workout guy. What have you been doing at home during this quarantine here, buddy?
I have like a small amount of weights. I was sick for the early part, so I really haven't done anything. I can't go outside for like another week still. I'm still getting over the sickness. But when I'm back to feeling better, I'll probably just – I have a few weights around here that – I was doing that. I was in between gyms, and now I guess I'll just put those to use. So I might start running. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's so easy just to not do anything and just go on TikTok and spend 40 minutes doing that instead.
And T, I don't think you bought your like PlayStation home. You live in Toronto and now you're home in Bowmanville right now. Like what made you make that decision? Like,
okay, so I came, I thought I was going to be coming home for like a week. So this is right before so this is about 2 weeks ago when I came home. I was going to spend a week with my family and then go back to my place in Toronto. But this was like right between the transition where you like, you knew it was getting bad and then it turned bad. So I was like, oh, I'll come back in a week. I didn't want to bring my PS4 because like I'm here to like spend time with my family. And like, if I have my PS4, I'll just want to like game with you guys and I won't be like watching TV or playing cards or whatever with them. So that was my mindset. I knew it was not a good decision, but it was a decision that I made to like be disciplined. So actually, I went downstairs this morning and I was like, hey, Dad, we're not really doing much. You want to go for a drive? He's like, not really. Where?
He's like, why would you want? Apocalypse, Carly.
Why would you want to drive anyway? I'm like, oh, I just want to grab a couple things from Toronto. And I didn't really want to say what I had to grab because it was the PS4 that is the primary thing that I wanted to grab. And he's like,
family heirlooms there.
But good news, we agreed, like, my sister's working today, but tomorrow she's not working, so we're going to just, I don't know, there's not much to do, right? So we'll get out of the house, go for a drive, pick up some of my shit from my house, because I had, like, just, like, grab some extra clothes and stuff, too, because I'm probably going to be here for a month or two now with everything, all the news. Like, I can work perfectly. I've got my setup here for work, so I might as well stay with my family. My roommate, Reese, is back home anyways, so it's, like, what's the point of me sitting and, like, being completely lonely in an empty house? So I'm going to go grab some more shit tomorrow.
And being in a big city during this is a terrible idea, I feel, too.
Like, it's nice, just constantly stacked fridge here.
Yeah, you can get by.
Spending literally no money. It's great. And, like, being able to watch TV and stuff with my parents has been really nice. And it's made this, like, these tough times a lot easier, for sure.
Yeah, one good outcome out of all this, if there is one, is I fucking don't spend any money now, which is definitely financially better. But sucks that there's also nothing to do anymore. But
yeah, how are you guys adapting to everything that's going on? Are you kind of struggling? Like, it seems like you can still somewhat function, Feist, but how are you feeling? Like, I know it's hitting some people more than others, for sure.
Yeah, like, it's kind of affected my sleep because, like, I'm not going into work and stuff like that. Like, so I definitely, my sleep has been off, but I mean, it doesn't really matter because they don't really have anywhere to be, right?
It's so nice though. It's crazy. I think this like work from home thing is not going to go back to, like, it's not going to be canceled out. Like, I think so many companies and people are going to want to adopt this because I know for me, it literally cuts out like a 3 hour commute, like an hour and a half there and back. Like, I can wake up, go take a piss, maybe shower, and then I'm sitting at my desk rather than hopping on like two or three buses and then finally getting to work already exhausted before you start the day, right? So like productivity has definitely been up.
Take a piss. First probably wake up, take a coffee, three almost dumps.
I almost then I hit the open my eyes in the morning.
Oh man.
I can't get my typical Dunkin' orders, but large curler and a dump.
Are you guys breakfast guys in the morning?
No, I barely eat in the mornings.
Feist?
I have to eat in the morning, usually.
A couple eggs?
Yeah. You're a machine, man. A
couple scrambled eggs.
Yeah, a couple eggs for sure. Cereal, you know. I've been going on jogs, though, too, so I got to get some energy. So.
Yeah, I'm more of a smoothie guy to just get me through till lunch, and then I have a bigger lunch.
Big two pieces of white bread. Slather some mayo, eat that.
All right, Feister, anything else you want to say on the Tomo on the Rocks pod?
No, man, I'm just, thanks for having me, guys, I appreciate it.
All right, we'd like to thank the world karate champion as well as the star of Spot a Lot on YTV for coming on our podcast. It's been fun kind of shooting the shit with you today, Feist, and I'd like to thank you for coming on, and stay safe during this quarantine. Thanks, buddy.